This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the most beautiful names. And as we mentioned before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the most beautiful names, and He has the unlimited names and the unlimited attributes in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had attributed to Himself. We are limited in our understanding and our comprehension, and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond our limitation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has more attributes that we can even think of. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made a reason on us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had limited the number of attributes that He had mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem in order for us to understand Him. And one of the most beautiful attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahim. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rahman and Ar-Rahim. And many times in the Quran al-Kareem, even in the hadiths of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you hear Ar-Rahman, the most merciful, Ar-Rahim, the most gracious. And the difference between the Rahman and the Rahim is the Rahman had encompassed everyone and everything, including those that disobey Him and disbelieve in Him. But Ar-Rahim is a specific rahmah to those who had believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ar-Rahman is more broader. Ar-Rahman is more inclusive. Ar-Rahim is a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon those that worship Him, a mercy upon those that obey Him, a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon those that follow His commands. And this is an extra rahmah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given the believers. This is an extra mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had included the believers for the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and adherence to the commands of Allah azza wa jal, Ar-Rahim. And that's why the term Ar-Rahim, the most gracious, which also can also mean the most merciful, because it derives from the rahmah, the mercy of Allah azza wa jal, is a word that's shared between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the creation of Allah azza wa jal. You call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Ar-Rahim, and you could also call Muhammad and Mahmud as Rahim. Ar-Rahim is a word that can also be called to the human beings or the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Ar-Rahman is only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, exclusive to Allah azza wa jal. Ar-Rahim, we call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Ar-Rahim, and we call the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Ar-Rahim as Allah azza wa jal called the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and described the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Ra'uf al-Rahim. So Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, and these are two common terms and words that we constantly hear together. So the Rahman is the one that had included everyone in his mercy. Ar-Rahim is a specific rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you as a believer, as a Muslim. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will admit you into the Jannah through His rahmah. You're not going to enter the Jannah because of your actions and your deeds. You're going to enter the Jannah because of the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is the one who had named and attributed to Himself, and He is the one that had named Himself Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. And that's why in Surah Al-Fatiha, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Bismillah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, we start the Quran al-Kareem with Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, and constantly hear those two great attributes and names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran al-Kareem, which implies or can allude to the importance of those names. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had named Himself with a number of names, but some names Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had constantly mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem. One of them is Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. So Ar-Rahim is a specific rahmah to you as a believer, as a Muslim. So be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah azza wa jalla had given you that specific rahmah. Through the rahmah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you happiness in this dunya. Through the rahmah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you satisfaction and contentment in this dunya. Through the rahmah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you from the punishment of the grave. Through the rahmah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you from the hellfire. Through the rahmah, as the Rahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will admit you into the Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those that bestows His mercy upon us. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every Muslim dreams to be up in Jannah, 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 Jannah. It pies person's destiny.
Inshallah in Jannah, 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 Jannah.